Welcome to 7 Minutes in NYC, your 7-day a week NYC capsule cast where the coolest New Yorkers give you the real deal about the city that never sleeps in less time than it takes to butter your bagel. Hosted by Alex Mito of Superfine Art Fair. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to 7 Minutes in New York City. My name is Alex Mito, and I'm here today with none other than Steve Stanulis. Steve Stanulis is an actor, director, producer, author, and the founder of Stanulis Films. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Good, good. Thank you for joining us. So, Steve, we're glad to have you here with us. And this is a New York podcast. All of our listeners want to get to know the city a little better and also get to know you a little better. So tell us, what is your favorite corner in New York City and why?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, so many great ones because I'm born and raised in New York City, obviously. So a lot of memories in each. But I would say the one that comes to mind first is corner 39th and Lex. Okay. That's kind of where I've met my mentor. His name is Jean Gallagher, the director, indie director. And we had so many great meetings at a place called Chill Lounge, and it became Saga on the corner of 39th and Lex. We spent many days and decadent nights on the corners of 39th and Lex planning and plotting our next moves. So 39th and Lex would be right off the bat where we'll jump out first and foremost.
I love that. 39th and Lex. It didn't take you long to jump to that one. So thank you for sharing that. Steve, you started off as a bodyguard for actors and celebrities like Leonardo DiCaprio. What was that experience like for you?
Well, again, the funny thing is I was a New York City cop, worked at Chippendales. And one day I had this guy that was at the show come up to me and say, I have these two girls I want you to dance with at my pad. I'm like, yeah, all right, bro. So I go downstairs, one of the dancers comes down and says to me basically that the guy's waiting for you upstairs. So I go, bro, I go upstairs, I said, I'll take care of it. I go, bro, I'm a cop, and I take out my shield. And he's like, no, I really have these girls. So I end up dancing for these girls. He gives me like $2,000. And I was 20 years old, it might as well have been $1 million. And he's like, by the way, Leo lives with me when he's in town. Would you be interested in working security? So I said, yeah, give me a call. So he calls me the very next day, and this is the Titanic years. Yeah, I mean, okay. Leo was, going out every night, getting crazy. And he's like, Leo wants to meet you. Can you get here at 8? I'm like, well, I have a bachelorette party. Can I get there a little later? He's like, okay, but don't let us wait. So I ended up getting there very late. And I go there, and that's Leo's there. And again, I'm a Chippendale cop. I have no interest in being in the Hollywood scene. And is one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. And again, we had really nothing in common. But I had tore my ACL when I was a police officer. So he was like, oh, wow, I tore my ACL in Basketball Diaries. Do you mind if I see your scar? So I said, yeah, as long as you don't mind the G-string I'm wearing. And I pull my pants down. I'm sitting in a purple G-string. And that broke the ice. And then, again, I was the coolest guy, So then I just happened to work out that everything Leo did, I did. And because he's Leo, we'd go to parties, and I met this gentleman named Dylan Sellers, and he asked me if I played football. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, I'm doing this movie called The Replacements with Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman. He goes, you'd be great. I'm like, okay. And then 2 weeks later, I'm the backup quarterback in Baltimore Ravens Stadium with Gene Hackman and Keanu Reeves, and the rest is history. I was hooked. So I got into this business weirdly by total happenstance.
I love that. And the visual of the apartment where you walk in and you're in
the
purple G-string with Leonardo DiCaprio is a really good one for our listeners out there.
absolutely. Definitely just kind of happened that way. And if I planned it, it probably wouldn't have worked.
No, I don't think so.
That's the way life is, right?
But you got a good story.
A great story to tell.
So, Steve, you have a production company that's putting out tons of great content, one of those being The Fifth Borough with Tara Reid. What's an upcoming project that you're excited to talk about? Is that one that you want to talk about, or is there another one out there that you're excited about?
Sure. I mean, well, the two projects that came out recently during COVID was with Stanulis Films is Fifth Borough, which did very well, streaming, and it continues to do well, thank God. Amazing cast. Including Tara Reid, James Russo, Federico Castelluccio, Lilo Brink, a real New York type of movie. You didn't need big, huge A-list. It was all these people were genuinely legit, fit the part. And then we followed up with Chronicle of a Serial Killer, which also came out at the end of 19, which is doing very well with Brendan Sexton, DMX, God rest his soul, Dominique Swain. So that those were just recently released. And again, thank God are doing well on every major platform. Working on two projects right now called Red Bunny, okay. Which basically, if you and I are speaking right now and the president came on and said, in a year from today, all money's red. Whatever you turn in green, you get back in red. And you have 1 year to do it. If not, your money's useless. It's very Traffic meets The Purge. So we're going out right now, which I'm excited about. And there's a movie called Hiding in the Light.
Okay.
With Sharon Stone, Richard Gere, and Hayden Panettiere.
Okay.
Which we're shooting in Hawaii.
Okay.
Which I'm just acting in, which is I'm very excited about it as well. That's- so, yeah, I mean, and we continue to grow with Samuels Films, and we're doing it in a unique way where obviously you could be a shareholder and invest with us and own everything we do. And we're actually looking to go to the NASDAQ and go public. So, yeah, a lot of exciting things going on. You know, you do something long enough, you know, things start to happen. So.
Very, very cool. And so the Stanulis Films you mentioned, can our listeners go
out? Not only Stanulis Films, but Stanulis Films.
Stanulis, yes. sorry, my bad, my bad. Okay,
It's all good.
Sorry about that.
You say tomato, I say tomato, it's all good.
So can our listeners go out and see those in theaters? Are you primarily streaming, or what's your main method right now?
Sure. Well, again, both the Chronicle and Fit Borough were released in 2020.
Okay.
So they're on any platform from Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, Roku, I mean, anything you could name.
Okay.
Hiding in the Light, I believe, will be released in the theaters theatrically. And that's the next thing. Everything else would be, like Red Money would be a speculation type thing. I don't know.
Yep.
We have to shoot that first to see where we get with it.
Very, very cool. Well, guys, we'll be right back with Steve, but first a quick message from our sponsors.
Superfine Art Fair is the top art fair for connecting directly to the most exciting emerging artists in the world. And what's better, we're coming back to New York this fall with three consecutive in-person fairs from September 23rd to October 3rd. Learn more about how to apply as an artist at www.superfine.world. Limited quantity all-access passes go on sale on August 1st, so stay tuned to Superfine Art Fair on Instagram to get yours.
All right, so Steve, you're from Staten Island, and like you mentioned, you worked as an NYPD officer. What would be a favorite spot on Staten Island in general for you?
I was lucky enough when I was a New York City cop, I started in the city, but then luckily got transferred to the 120, which is in Staten Island, on the opposite side of the island where I live. And it was just a great place called the Cargo Cafe, which is right outside New York, the ferry. So it was a great place for people. A lot of people and tourists would come over from the city because they would take the ferry and get a little glimpse of what Staten Island's about. And the food was great. It was a great place where the cops would go after work and hang out, and had a lot of great memories there because it was a true not just cop bar, but just a bar where you'd have a lot of different. You'd have Method Man hanging out there with cops and tourists and people from all over the world. So yeah, it was a very cool spot, very trendy, and I believe it's still flourishing now.
That's awesome. That's really good. I think a lot of our listeners who may have not taken that ferry over to Staten Island and got off of it and actually looked around a little bit will appreciate a new spot to go check out. So Steve, we're coming to the end here. What is the best way for our listeners to keep up with you? Is it Instagram, these kinds of things?
Sure. Sure. My Instagram is, probably where I respond to anybody the most, which is at Steve Stanulis is the Instagram. Also on Facebook, again, Steve Stanulis. And my Twitter is STV Stanulis. Or if you want to get crazy, or anybody out there, actors, producers, directors, makeup artists, whatever, you can always reach out on Instagram at Stanulis Films. So, yes, if it's work-related and you want to reach out to me that way, that's how you would do it.
Very cool. I'll be following Stanulis Films after we hang up here. So, Steve, it has been such a pleasure having you with us. Thanks for making the time. And everybody else, thank you for joining us here on 7 Minutes in New York City.
We've also enjoyed being here with you today. Listen in every day, 7 days a week, for more of our conversations with the movers, shakers, and culture makers of the city that never sleeps. Follow us on Instagram at 7minutesinnyc and be sure to post or story anytime you're listening. You can find us online at 7minutesin.nyc or 7minutesinnyc.com. We highly encourage you to get on our mailing list for all kinds of fun New York offers. We also send out the weekly schedule of guests every Sunday, so that can help as well. If you're enjoying the show, we'd also appreciate it if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on your preferred listening platform. That helps other listeners just like you find 7 Minutes in NYC and enjoy our guests' amazing stories. Until next time, New Yorkers and Globetrotters, get out there and make today count.